The National Commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks has decided to subpoena the Federal Aviation Administration. The commission says it needs FAA documents in order to complete its investigation. The subpoena is a sign of growing frustration among commission members who say they've yet to receive the Bush administration's full cooperation, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The bipartisan commission has been complaining for months that it hasn't received all the documents it needs to determine what led to the 9/11 attacks and how the government responded. As of last month, though, the panel did think it was getting everything it sought from the Federal Aviation Administration. But Commissioner and former Congressman Tim Romer says during the course of some recent interviews, it became clear that important material had been left out.
It led us to believe that not only were we not getting requests that we'd made, but that we would probably run into even more substantial problems with this particular agency in the future.
And with only 7 months left before the commission is supposed to file its final report, the panel decided it had little choice but to use its subpoena power for the first time. Among other things, the commission wants to know how the FAA responded when it first realized that airplanes had been hijacked, and how quickly it alerted the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD. The FAA has, in recent days, handed over dozens of boxes with more materials, but Romer says there's no way of knowing yet if that's everything. And indeed, the panel isn't just trying to keep the pressure on one agency. It also wants to send out a warning to all the others.
We will not hesitate to use the powerful weapon in our arsenal, such as a subpoena, if we don't get that cooperation from individual agencies in the future.
The commission has been seeking documents from, among others, the Defense Department, the CIA, and the White House. FAA spokesman Greg Martin says his agency has, in fact, been cooperating and that the subpoena is unnecessary.
We've been working very closely with the commission from the outset, clearly recognizing that they have an important mission. We've been extremely cooperative, responsive, and we've brought great resources to bear to get them the information that they've requested in a timely manner.
Martin says the agency's already handed over about 150,000 pages of information and transcribed some 230 hours of air traffic control conversations. He admits there were some misunderstandings initially about what documents were required, but he said the agency has not knowingly withheld anything.
They have quite a bit, and they're going to get more, and we're going to continue to work with them to make sure that they get what they need.
Representatives of families of some of the 9/11 victims say they're cautiously optimistic that the commission's action will help produce some of the answers that they seek. Stephen Push is director of Families of September 11. He says up until now, the commission has been way too polite.
In July, they said they needed the rest of the documents within the next few months. In September, they said they needed it within the next few weeks. On Friday, they said they needed them within the next few days. Well, time's up. And it's time for the commission to get tough with the administration, and I'm glad to see they're doing it.
He says if agencies don't respond now, he thinks people will only wonder what they're trying to hide. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.